Isometrics should ideally be done either at a different time from your regular workout, or perhaps after to relieve soreness and so on. Some people prefer doing it before, but I'm of the view that, much like stretching, isometric routines are best done after your regular workout, or during it, but not before it. To lose weight, I'd recommend doing these with the workouts detailed in the Zero Excuses Fitness System, Advanced Hill Training, or Corrugated Core. To focus more on strength, do them with the exercises and workouts detailed in Shoulders Like Boulders, Battle Tank Shoulders, Pull-Ups from Dud to Stud within a matter of weeks, or Pull-Ups from Stud to Super Stud within a matter of weeks. Ideally, you should do both. Mix and match, as I always say. For now, though, I'll give you 10 sample isometric workouts you can work into your routine. Number 1. Isometric workout with upper body emphasis. For these, we'll use the Hindu push-ups, regular push-ups, and the legs-up push-ups. Note that what I'm giving you here is actually workouts unto themselves in their own right. But for solid workouts focused on nothing but isometrics, go to the book. For instance, if you want to do push-ups, but not the isometric, do what's mentioned in Push-Up Central. But if you want to, and you should, mix in isometrics at least once a week. Then follow this and the other routines. Mix and match is ideal. It doesn't take long at all to start to feel it in terms of isometrics. So the workouts might not look long, but they are. Time is key here in these workouts, as well as the rest. Here's the workout. Do 25 Hindu push-ups. On each rep, make sure to isometrically stretch for at least 10 seconds with all of your might. Shake things out after this with the bird movement. Get into the regular push-up position. Do an isometric at the top position for a minute and the bottom for 30 seconds. Do them in sets if you aren't able to do them all at once. Do 25 legs-up push-ups, and ideally, focus on the 10-second isometrics per set. Repeat the cycle 5 times, and tell me how you feel. Number 2. Isometric workout with lower body emphasis. Here's the workout. Get into the wall chair position and hold for time. Shoot for at least a minute. If not that, do what you can. Immediately thereafter, get into a bear crawl position and move about slowly, emphasizing the isometric for 20 to 30 seconds. Get into the advanced wall chair position for 30 seconds, or the basic version if you can't yet do the advanced version. Bear crawl on your fingertips for another 20 to 30 seconds. Really focus on the legs while moving about. Repeat these 5 times. Finish off with the side-to-side squat stretches. Do these for 50 reps per leg, and aim for an isometric squeeze, pause, for at least 10 seconds per leg. Number 3. Core isometric workout. Get into a bridge, or as close to it as possible. Squeeze. Get into the extended arm position, and squeeze again. Go for as long as you can. Too simple? Well, I have this to say. Do it and then tell me. Try your regular workout after this if you think it's too easy, and let me know how you feel. 4. Isometrics for cardio. Bear crawl around the room for 30 seconds in slow motion fashion, but without the isometric pause. Do so for another 30 with the isometric pause. Then bear crawl fast for a minute forward and backwards without the isometric pause. Immediately thereafter, switch back to slow-mo for another 30. Switch out with the Hindu push-up held isometrically for at least 30 seconds to a minute. Ideally, do 2 sets. And repeat that 10 times. Your traps will be screaming by the time you're done. I guarantee it. Mine were the other day. 5. Grip isometrics. Do the newspaper crush for 500 reps per hand. Switch to a handstand position immediately thereafter. If you can't do handstands yet, do push-ups with your feet elevated and hold for 30 seconds.